Hello and welcome to the John Lyons School House Photography Competition. My name is Louis Holder and I'm a photographer and assistant editor for film and television. And some of the organisations I've worked with and exhibited at include the Barbican Centre, Richmix, the IOC, International Olympic Committee and University of Westminster. My moving image practice has been exhibited at international festivals and venues including BAFTA, the Prince Charles Cinema and digital platform Nowness. I'm really grateful to the staff at John Lyons School for asking me to judge the student and staff official selections, and I've been absolutely blown away by the submissions this year. Each photograph and photographer has demonstrated a unique perspective and understanding of their subjects and surroundings. Furthermore, the photographs illustrate a strong sense of time, place, and feeling. The competition was fierce, and it was evident that both students and staff employed a wide range of creative choices, including the use of different colour, compositional, and collage techniques. And now I'm going to reveal the winners of the student competition. The award for third place, with a £15 Amazon gift voucher, goes to Year 7 student Shan Patel from Morehouse. Finding originality in a scene often captured is difficult, but Shan really achieved that here with this brilliantly conceptualised and edited photograph, showing the London skyline from the point of view of Westminster Bridge. The skyline is brilliantly recreated and blurred below, creating a water-like reflection, with Parliament shimmering in an infinite expanse, perhaps what River Thames could look like. This thought-provoking image is a worthy award winner. And the award for second place, with a £30 Amazon gift voucher, goes to Year 10 student Ishmael Dogan Rashid Butler for this moody, long exposure of a bus trailing along a sleepy, winding road, with a person walking in the foreground. And the photograph is captivating, as it depicts the contrast between the busyness of transport and movement versus the all-encompassing quiet of a built-up suburban neighbourhood. Furthermore, the choice to shoot this scene in daylight with overcast weather suggests a somewhat eerie atmosphere, an intriguing entry. And the first place award, with a huge £50 Amazon gift voucher, goes to Year 7 student Liam Louisett Hall of Vaughan House for this poetic image of a young girl performing a cartwheel depicted at different moments through collage and altering opacity. I found this image to be moving, not least in the action, but rather the sense of curiosity and independence shown. The subject is most in focus in the middle of the image, and yet we are drawn perhaps more so to the outer images. The enveloping forest which looms in the background gives a sense of security, a feeling of losing oneself in nature, and thus an otherworldly quality. And this image particularly resonates today as we look towards the young generation to inspire us and make a positive mark in the world. And now we move on to the winners of the staff competition. The third place award goes to Felgate of Norwood House, and the low-angle photograph of a butterfly-shaped kite flying in mid-air really stood out to me as one which captured both the playfulness and nostalgia of summer. Additionally, the inventiveness of this particular subject captured made me shed a thought for the impact climate change has on nature. What a delightful and uplifting entry. And the second place awards goes to Alexandra Larion of Vaughan House. Alexandra's unmistakably analogue photograph shows a group of roses close up in stunningly classic black and white. The appropriate use of this medium, which captures a scene full of interesting textures and shapes of the rosebush, is well harnessed by the shallow depth of field and choice of film stock, which brings out the organic contours in the flowers themselves. And the first place award goes to Ryan Marshall of Norwood House. Ryan's photograph from the interior perspective of a building looking out through a window frame onto an abundance of sun-soaked rooftops on a gorgeous city is remarkable and stunning. The golden rays of the sun shroud the window frame, inviting the viewer to be transported to a paradise. The composition is one that is carefully considered yet natural, evoking the curiosity of sightseeing that one experiences when looking at professional travel photography. This is a sophisticated entry in the competition.